91.1, it is the Hot Breakfast, Sam Coward and Arissa Pace. And if you missed The Bachelor last night...
I don't feel like there is a future with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't feel like there is a relationship here that we can, I guess, grow on.
Yeah, I totally get that. But I kind of wanted to ride it out a little bit to see what would happen and transpire. Mm-hmm. But... it's good that you're honest about it.
So the one that missed out on a rose last night, well, really, she didn't even make it to the rose ceremony. It was sort of an agreement that Richie and Kira had that she would leave, and she joins us this morning. Morning, Kira.
Hi.
Kira, do you watch the show back and go, that's bolshevik?
Yeah, look, sometimes I'm like highly edited. I don't remember the conversation happening like that, but whatever, what are you going to do?
We've heard a few things like this. I mean, Georgia left the other night and she was pretty vocal about her dissatisfaction with the TV producers. You say you've got no regrets after coming off the show, but what have you learned from being on the show?
To be honest with you, I feel like when I first saw it, it was very confronting and I was like, oh my God, I'm not that, like, I feel like it was very, there was a lot of me, so it was very strong and everything was like full on. Yeah. But just because they played a lot of me on the screen and, you know, for me moving forward, I was a little bit worried about like going outside.
Really?
Initially. And then I'm just getting so much love from people that I'm just like, you know what? It's okay to be honest in who you are, because people actually really deep down appreciate it and respect it.
Kira, to be honest, I'm a little bit worried the show's going to go to poo now, because you were the one reason many people have watched The Bachelor this season. Are you worried for the show?
I am. I'm so concerned. I'm like, poor things. Like, you know what? They've planned it. The timing's well. Survivor comes out next week. The block's on. You know, they knew.
Oh, yeah. Nice little plug there. but I've also been reading, Kira, that you're not the real villain or mean girl of the show. It's actually Alex. Is this true?
Look, I don't think Alex is a mean girl. I don't really think that anyone is normally a mean person in those circumstances. I feel like it just brings out a different side in people, which is fair enough. Like, it's not a good situation.
It was funny watching your date, your yoga date with Richie. You were very vocal.
Funny, because I don't remember it being like that, but that's probably just me just being ignorant. let's just say I remember that going for like 2 minutes of the whole like hour that we did
really?
That for.
Yeah.
You know, I helped him do the downward dog and they made out like I was helping. I don't know. Anyways, I was like, whatever.
So you're saying that the producers have painted you out to be a bitch and you're not really. Is that what you're saying?
Look, I mean, make your own judgment, but I don't really mind, because you got to laugh.
Yeah.
And they're creating a TV show, so... you know what? Good on them.
That's what you sign up for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kira, I've got to ask, what is the thing with you sucking your teeth? Because they made a lot of that too. Is that something you do?
Did you know you did this?
I feel like I did it like 10 times and they played it every single time.
Yeah.
But like, for me personally, I actually didn't notice that I did that. And now I'm like so conscious of it now. I literally, every time I do it, I freak out. I'm like, don't do that. It's my concentration phase.
That's so funny. Who do you reckon's going to win Richie's heart?
Look, I don't know. I was thinking it was going to be Alex, and then after last night's episode, I'm like, I think Elena might be a massive contender.
Yeah,
she's very quiet. Mm. You don't get to see her much. She's always looking amazing, because she is.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, yeah, the quiet ones are the ones you got to look out for, I reckon.
All right, Kira, what is next for you outside of The Bachelor?
Look, I don't know. Let's just see. I take things day by day. I'll, appreciate everything that I get moving forward.
All right. And finally, now we play this little game called "What Didn't Kira Get Last Night?" Are you ready to play?
Yes.
What rhymes with nose and starts with the letter R?
Let me think about that. I'm gonna have to get back to you. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Find a friend.
Finish this band. Yeah. Guns and who?
No. Yeah, it's a rose.
Oh, you're too good. I'm so sorry.
God, don't make it so hard next time.
Good on you, Kira. It was a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you, guys. You're amazing. Bye.
So, we've only got a few left in the mansion now.
Who do you reckon? I reckon Elena. Now, I'm not just a fair weather person. I'm just saying, from the beginning, you and I both thought Megan and Elena were the ones to take it out.
No, I don't reckon Elena and Richie are a good match.
But she's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
And he's beautiful.
He is beautiful. I actually think Rachel and him seemed like a good match. But we'll have to wait and see. We'll chat to the girls next week, whoever doesn't get a rose.
Find out.
Hot 91, 7:13.